Developers, a collaboration that will begin in the coming years when companies send astronauts to the International Space Station. Seven companies have already received awards to develop new habitats that can sustain and transport astronauts on long-duration missions in deep space. Rachel Silverman, San Francisco.
You might notice Ronald McDonald is laying low during the recent rash of disturbing clown sightings around the country. McDonald saying it's keeping its clown mascot away from public events because of the clown craze. The sightings and threats have forced some schools to close and police to be on the lookout for suspicious clowns. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
It is 5 after the hour, time for Huntington Chamber Radio weather. Flemington, it's clear skies. No chance of precipitation today. It's Wednesday, it's October 12, 2016. Partly sunny, patchy fog this morning. So drive with your low beams on. Highs in the upper 60s, east winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming south around 5 miles an hour this afternoon. Partly cloudy and patchy fog after midnight tonight. Lows in the mid-40s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Partly sunny tomorrow in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy. Patchy fog in the morning, highs in the upper 60s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny 60s on Friday the 14th, sunny patchy fog and frost in the morning, and 60s on Saturday. Mostly sunny, highs in the upper 60s on Sunday the 16th, and partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers on Monday, high around 70. That's a lot of fog in there and frost in there, so sun visors, sunglasses, low beams, and drive a little slower behind the car in front of you. Good morning, Hunterman. I'm Jim with Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
What's it? USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I'm just tired of non-support, and I don't really want to support.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump on House Speaker Paul Ryan's decision not to defend or campaign with Trump because of Trump's remarks about women.
I don't want his support. I don't care about his support. What I want to do is I want to win for the people.
Trump speaks there on Fox News. Campaigning for Hillary Clinton, President Obama yesterday said this of Trump's remarks about women back in 2005.
You don't have to be a husband or a father and say that's not right. You just have to be a decent human being to say that's not right.
The death toll from Hurricane Matthew is still climbing in North Carolina, now at 17, after the storm slams the state over the weekend, causing massive flooding that will continue for several more days. The president yesterday declaring a state of emergency for the state. This is USA Radio News.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details. Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
It could be more than just a suspension for Billy Bush from NBC's Today Show for his role in the 2005 conversation about women with Donald Trump. Because of that, the network has suspended Bush for now, but The Hollywood Reporter says he's now negotiating a complete exit from the show. The man known as America's toughest sheriff is being charged with criminal contempt.
The U.S. Department of Justice will charge Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio with criminal contempt. Arpaio was already found in civil contempt of court for failing to stop enforcing federal immigration laws for 18 months after a federal judge ordered him to. His attorney, Mel McDonald, says the judge agreed not to throw Arpaio in jail pending trial.
No, he's not going to be arrested. I think she made that clear. It's going to be a contempt hearing, like in any other criminal case, proof beyond a reasonable doubt.
The announcement comes a day before early voting begins and Arpaio's attempt to secure a seventh four-year term as sheriff. He could face up to 6 months in jail.
That's correspondent Ted Houston. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The U.S. Supreme Court says it will consider a lawsuit against former U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft filed by immigrants who claim they were racially profiled and illegally detained after 9/11. The suit against Ashcroft and other top federal officials filed by six men on behalf of hundreds of non-citizens, mainly Muslims, who were detained for as long as 8 months after the attacks in 2001, though were never charged with terrorism. The World Health Organization saying it does back governments taxing sugary beverages in order to combat issues like obesity and diabetes.
A new report from the body says that increasing the price of sugary drinks by about 20% lowers consumption and improves nutrition. Countries like Mexico and Hungary have already imposed taxes on soft drinks. And in the U.S., Philadelphia became the first major American city with a soda tax, despite a multi-million dollar campaign by the beverage industry. industry to block it. Mimi Chahiman, New York.
Mets minor leaguer Tim Tebow makes news off the field.
While making his Arizona Fall League debut, Tim Tebow started signing autographs. One fan in the front row suddenly dropped and started convulsing. As they were waiting for an emergency truck to take the man to the hospital, the guy went limp. Tebow reached over the waist-high wall and put his hands on the man's leg. Tebow said a quick prayer, and then the man started to breathe like nothing had happened. The man was rushed to a nearby hospital and is said to be okay. Jason Campidonia, Phoenix.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And good morning and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi, and today we're going to talk about all things fall. It's finally starting to look like fall. As I was driving to the studio this morning, I noticed there's finally some change in the leaves, which is always a good thing. But let's start in taking a look at the weather and see what the rest of the week will bring us here. Currently, it says it's fair skies with 57 degrees, although I think it felt warmer this morning. Today, it's going to be a beautiful, mostly sunny day with a high of 67 degrees. I don't think you can get better than that. Tonight, it's going to be partly cloudy, then patchy fog with a low of 46. On Thursday, there's a 20% chance of showers. It'll be partly sunny and a slight chance of showers with a high of 70. On Thursday night, it'll be mostly clear with a low of 43. On Friday, a beautiful sunny day again with a high of 61. On Friday night, it'll be mostly clear, then patchy frost. So if you haven't done it already, folks, get your plants in that are susceptible if you want to keep them. A low of 37 degrees on Friday night. On Saturday, it's going to be patchy frost, then sunny with a high of 65. On Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of 40. Ooh, temperatures are getting cold. And on Sunday, it's going to be a beautiful sunny fall day with a high of 68 degrees. Well, my name is Richard Scuderi, and our program is called Modern Design here on Hunter and Chamber Radio. We meet every Wednesday from 10 to 11, and we talk all things design, interior, and exteriors of your home, your offices, your spaces, and ways to make them better. Often we have guests on the show that tell us where to go. I'll give you the resources. I'll give you the great ideas, what I've been working on, and how to improve your home and your life and make things better, places to check out, and so on. All right. Well, I'm going to take some messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi, and our program is all about decorating. And today, it's all about fall decorating. I have to be honest with you, folks. For the past month, I haven't been really that enthused about the fall decorating. Yeah, I sort of transitioned from my purpley summer colors, and then I brought in some yellow mums to mix with the purple as a sort of a September thing to bring some fall in. But, you know, it really just hasn't looked like fall or felt like fall until this week. It sort of felt like just a continuation of summer, and my summer purples with the new Popsy yellow mums that I put in both my own house and other projects that I worked on. I do some exteriors as well, just the decorative part of it. I brought in some yellows this year, big on yellows and whites, and with the purples and the summer colors, they transitioned nicely. But I really wanted to get into the heartier, beautiful fall tones. And this week, over the weekend, I worked on my home and then a couple of other projects, and I transitioned them to fall and brought in some neat stuff that I want to share with you today. I think from here on out, it's going to really just start. I was watching the news last night. The weather is really going to start to cooperate with us, and we're going to see, because the nights are getting cooler now, as I did in the broadcast, we're going to get down into the 30s at nights. It triggers the leaves to change, and we can have actually a short season, but we can have, if it stays cool at nights, we can have a pretty fall season well into November. So with that being said, a couple of things that I try that are pretty inexpensive and make a difference, and people don't often do, is use different elements, things out of your comfort zone that you can do, not expensive, but make a big difference. So I want to start with something very simple that you see around all the time, and that is corn stalks. Corn stalks are a great look. For about $3 or so, you can go to any place. Even sometimes the supermarkets carry them in their outdoor section. Corn stalks, for about $3 or so, you can get a wonderful thing of corn stalks. They represent fall. They're organic. You can throw them away at the end of the season. And they create height when you're looking to do something outside. So typically, I like to start with the property from the front, from the street back, and do something that denotes the change of the season. So if you have a mailbox post and it's away from your house, it's not on the house, it's away in the front, a nice thing to do to add some height is to buy some corn stalks and to tie them to the back of your post. It's a great look. And then what you want to do is get some fall ribbons. Fall ribbons are beautiful. I was looking at fall ribbons yesterday, and there's great ribbons in the craft stores, in home goods, in card stores. There's wonderful ribbons out there, and not just orange ribbons, but I do like to layer ribbons as well, but wonderful ribbons that have all sorts of fall colors and decorative, and I like to mix maybe two or three ribbons together. The one that I did most recently, I took one ribbon that looked like copper, which was very pretty. I took one ribbon that was a check, which was sort of like a tan and like a brick red color, and then I took an orange ribbon, your typical orange fall ribbon, and I tied the corn stalks to the post with the three different types of ribbons and intertwined them and made a bow with some streams at the bottom of it and then sort of cut them on an angle. That looked amazing. I think if I had done nothing else except for that, because of the colorful ribbons that were on the corn stalks, for a couple of bucks, what a difference. And that will take you through your Thanksgiving holiday when people drive up and look very impressive. So look into adding some corn stalks. Corn stalks also look very nice if you have a light post on your property. Corn stalks on a light post, if it's a single post with some beautiful ribbon on it, intertwine the ribbons, add some chocolate brown to it, some oranges, and then some patterns. I even did one at a house where I did leopard print, believe it or not. I did a silk brown ribbon, and I did a leopard print one, and then a sort of a rusty orange, and tied them together. And the variety of colors mixed in with a little bit of pattern really make it the overall effect when they bunch together look really nice. So try that on your lamppost, try that on your mailbox posts, and that will look quite nice. The next thing is hay bales. I don't think many of us go out and buy hay bales, although I see them around. When I was coming into town, I noticed there were a lot of hay bales in Flemington in the storefront, and my neighbors have a farm, and they're selling hay bales, I think, for $3 a bale. One of the things that are nice about hay bales is they bring whatever you're displaying up a little bit. So, because sometimes if you're driving and you have things on the ground, you don't really see them. And also they rot when they're on the ground. Pumpkins and gourds rot when they're on the ground. So get yourself some hay bales. Again, very inexpensive. Any garden center, any farm has hay bales. And they're very inexpensive. They're also organic. And local, which is kind of nice. Get some hay bales, and whatever you create on top of your hay bales at your entrance, at the front of your property, you'll put up a little bit, and you'll have the organic sort of fall look of a hay bale that's stacked, but then you'll have whatever you need on top of it, and that's sort of a nice look. The next thing is something that I really like. I started doing this about 5 years ago on my property. I saw it online, and I said, you know what, this doesn't look that hard. I'm going to try it, and it makes a big visual impact. Sorry about that. And that is stacked pumpkins. That's when you take three pumpkins. You want to go out and get a large base pumpkin, a smaller medium pumpkin, and then a smaller top pumpkin, but you want to make sure the top pumpkin is very round and has a really good stem on it. And what you're going to do is you're going to take whatever your base is, your pot, whatever you have as a base, and you're going to put your bottom pumpkin in that base. So when you go out to buy your pumpkins, you want to measure the diameter of your base. Now, my base happens to be, I have two urns, if you will, black urns, and I measured the width of the diameter of that, and I made sure that my base pumpkin fit that pretty snugly because you're carrying the weight of the other pumpkins on top. So you want to get two good base pumpkins, and they don't have to have a stem. In fact, you're going to be taking the stem off. Now, if you buy two pumpkins that are a nice size and they fit the diameter well and they have the stem and you don't want to remove the stem, you can flip the pumpkin over and then put the stem side down into the dirt. In fact, that will almost act as an anchor and can be a good thing. So you get your two base pumpkins nestled into the diameter, into the pots. Make sure that the diameter is similar so that they fit in very well and they're not going to slide around because you'll have a disaster on your hands. So once those are in, you want to create something like a dowel. And a dowel is kind of like a thick toothpick, if you will. It's a piece of wood that you're going to use to connect the two pumpkins. So you're going to make a dowel out of wood. You can buy a dowel in Michael's, and it's just a thicker piece of wood that you're going to do to like a shish kebab to skewer the pumpkin. And what you're going to do with a rubber mallet is you're going to go to the center of the pumpkin. And you'll see the physical center, and lightly, you don't want to crush the pumpkin. You're going to tap the dowel into the pumpkin and get it set on both sides. Then you're not going to just push the middle pumpkin down on it because it won't take. You have to sort of pre-drill it. Take the second dowel that you're going to use on the second tier and sort of pre-drill out, if you will, with the dowel, the hole that it's going to slide on. So once that's done and you have a clear delineation in the center of the second pumpkin, you're going to slide the second pumpkin on the base pumpkin. And so that you're going to have it down snug so it doesn't move, and then you're not going to see anything. You're just going to see the two pumpkins line up in that sort of void of space between the two, and you'll do that as a second thing. And you can twist or turn the pumpkin around so that the two pumpkins meet at a more attractive point in the front. You want to make sure that your middle pumpkin is smaller than your bottom pumpkin, but that it is larger than your top pumpkin, so that you have a clear delineation of size, sort of like the way a snowman would look. And then finally, and again for the second pumpkin, you want to make sure that if there's a stem on it, the second pumpkin can have no stem. You have to take it off. So now you have the two pumpkins. You're going to put the final dowel in. You want to make sure that you pre-drill, if you will, the top pumpkin before you do that. But then you're going to put the second dowel in the middle pumpkin in the center, and then you're going to slide the top pumpkin, the baby pumpkin, if you will. I bought one for, I think, $2 yesterday at ShopRite. They were very well formed, and they had beautiful stems. And you're going to put that on the top, and then you have your tiered three pumpkins in a pot. If you have a black pot in particular, wow, does that look nice with the orange and the black. But I've done them in cement pots in all sorts of containers, and they look really nice. So you have the three pumpkins there now stacked, and they're not moving, and they have a really nice look the way they are. But I like to finish it off, so I use an herb called bittersweet. It's a vine, actually. I don't think it's quite an herb. But a vine called bittersweet that has berries on it. And if you don't know what bittersweet is, it's sort of this invasive vine. It might even be considered a weed vine. But what it does in the fall is it gives off orange and yellow berries. And it looks very much like Thanksgiving or very much like fall. I use it inside as well. I dry them, and we'll talk about that later in the broadcast. But you want to get some bittersweet. You can go to your florist and get it. But probably if you know what it looks like, And I'll put it on my my website, www.mavenhilldesigns.com. I'll put some pictures of, or on my Facebook page, Maven Hill Designs Facebook page that you can go to. You'll see what a bittersweet looks like. So you're going to get some bittersweet, and then the voids, the two spots between where the first pumpkin, the bottom pumpkin goes into the second pumpkin, and where the second pumpkin goes into the third pumpkin, those voids of space, you're going to wrap the bittersweet vine around those voids. So now you have three stacked pumpkins with bittersweet. The result is beautiful and flawless and looks really wonderful. All right, well, listen, we're going to go to our first set of commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back. My name is Richard Scuderi, and our program is called Modern Design. I am the owner of Maven Hill Interior Designs in Flemington at The Circle, which is sort of under construction. So come visit us. Our location is 1 U.S. Highway 31. We're at the intersections of 31 and 202 in Flemington in the Kitchen Expo Plaza next to Ideal Tile. I have wonderful things in for fall. Brought in a bunch of new lamps that are amazing looking. If you want to update your bedroom or your living room, nothing like two new lamps to make it look a lot better. Wonderful artwork that I just brought in, some new occasional tables, wonderful pieces of wood furniture, both new and consignment pieces of wood furniture in the store, small pieces, beautiful foyer table by Maitland Smith, which I just put on sale for about $7.99, all wood inlays, absolutely beautiful, perfect for a foyer space, wonderful accessory tables, pieces of furniture, and I get new stuff in on a daily basis, so please come check out Maven Hill Designs, 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey, phone number 908-884-0770. Our topic today happens to be fall decorating, and now we're starting to feel the effects of fall, and we really want to get into the season. So if you're just tuning in, we talked about adding some corn stalks to your property and tying them with beautiful multi-tonal ribbons and intertwining the ribbons. So you use three, so you get a lot of fall color for your buck because the corn stalks give you texture, but they don't necessarily give you color. Using hay bales to do your displays of pumpkins and gourds or mums or whatever you decide to do, and building them up a little bit with some hay bales to give it some visual interest. And then I just recently, before break, talked to you about how to create the look that is stacked pumpkins, the sort of snowman look, if you will, with pumpkins, and then intertwining some bittersweet. I want to talk about bittersweet itself because I like to use bittersweet inside on my Thanksgiving table. I am going to have, I did speak yesterday with my good friend Patty, who owns Flowers by the River in Califon, New Jersey, and she will, I'll come in or call in before the Thanksgiving holiday, but she's just unbelievable with flowers. She just is amazing and has a great eye. And we're talking about today's show about some of her ideas and things she was working on. And one of the things that I know she works with is bittersweet. Again, it's a sort of invasive vine. It might actually be a weed vine. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you don't. In the fall, it sort of shows itself by having beautiful yellow and orange berries, which are kind of delicate, but they're beautiful. And the vine can be dried. So every year I sort of go foraging right around Thanksgiving for the bittersweet vine. And I like to use it in the house. And if you know what I'm talking about, or if you don't, go to Google bittersweet. You'll see what I'm talking about. You say, oh, yeah, I have that on the side of the house. You want to cut that right before you're going to entertain, if you will. Outside doesn't matter as much because it's cold, but if you're using it inside, it dries out very quickly. And I like to use it in a lot of different things. First of all, I like to put it on my mantle right before Thanksgiving, the day before. I'll go ahead and cut some bittersweet, and then I'll intertwine it with my candles and whatever else I have, gourds on my mantelpiece, and it really adds another layer of texture and that color of yellow and orange, which look really beautiful. I also like to intertwine it if I'm going to just gather gourds. In my library room, I have a cornucopia form. And I do them for people because I do seasonal decorating, both for storefronts and for private homes. So I have some cornucopia forms that were of natural wicker, dark wicker. And then I fill them with gourds, different gourds. And then in between the gourds, where the voids of space are, I use bittersweet. And it really has a nice finished look to it. So bittersweet can be used in arrangements. If you have a flower arrangement on your table, maybe for you're having company or a brunch in the fall, throw some bittersweet in that. The berries really work well with the flowers. Again, in any arrangement that you have gourds. I mean, the one thing about gourds is they're really colorful. They're not expensive. And you can put gourds on a plate. I mean, I have on a sideboard, I have a piece of Depression glass that was my grandmother's, and I just have gourds on a plate, and it looks beautiful. I mean, it doesn't take a lot. If you have the right elements, natural elements for fall, you can really make an impact quickly. So that's something else that you can do with bittersweet. The next thing I want to talk about is your fall pots. I see, and sometimes this happens to me too, I get sort of lazy, and I just go out and buy a beautiful mum, and I throw it in my pot, and I'm done. And that's fine, and that's great. You want to make sure you water it. And you know, people have to realize that mums don't last very long. Mums can dry out in a day. So during the fall season, you'll probably have two rounds of mums. I'm just sort of finishing up my first round of mums that I put in on Labor Day. I have beautiful yellow mums on Labor Day, and I am watering, but sometimes I forget. One day we have a hot day, and the next day they're all wilted, and they dry out rather quickly. By the middle of October, you probably will have a second round of mums. So that's why I like to do yellow very early on for Labor Day, and then go to sort of the crimson tones, the brick reds, the oranges, and the more autumnal colors a second time around. But keep them watered. Having said that, the point I was trying to make is when you have a large pot, you don't want to just put a mum in. You want to sort of create a shape with a pot. A pot should be sort of like a triangle. It should be like a flower arrangement. The center of the pot should have some height to it. And one of the things that I'm seeing a lot today is like punks. What punks are kind of look like a – it kind of looks like a corn, like a live corn, but it's like dark brown. Those punks that go in the center give an arrangement height. Some of the other things that I like to use for a fall pot are maybe ornamental grasses. Last year in my store, my pots had ornamental orange Shasta ornamental grasses, little grasses that grow in the middle that are tall, and they give height to a pot. So if you do a beautiful pot, you really want to have some height in the center, and then you want to have a secondary area where you stagger a couple of things around. So typically I have the height with either a punk or a grass or something that's going to give the pot some of its height. And then I get three very interesting mums and then put them around. And typically I like to do them all the same. I'm not crazy about different color mums unless they're a different type of different color mums. So let's say you have one mum that's more of a daisy mum that has the yellow center and it has a brick red color, and then you have two that have the brick red color. That's sort of a great look as well. Or three the same, which is kind of nice. So you have your middle ground, and then you have something that wants to trail. So what I like to use for the pots in between where the three mums are, the three flowers, I like to use ornamental peppers. And people say peppers, but ornamental peppers are pretty available in the garden centers, and they come in shades of oranges and yellows. In fact, in my own house, I found sort of like a brick red and purple, and I have them on my side door. And that's a really nice way to do a pot, is to have three layers, the top, the middle, and the bottom, have it sort of go into a triangle and have something that trails. All right, we're coming up to our news hour. I have a lot more in store for you, and we'll see you after the short news break with more of Modern Design.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The entire country has been thinking about North Carolina.
President Obama discussing the terrible flooding in North Carolina yesterday while campaigning for Hillary Clinton in Greensboro, North Carolina. The president also yesterday signing federal disaster declarations for North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida, opening the door for federal aid. North Carolina's Governor Pat McCrory says flooding will continue for days and people still don't have power.
Lumberton and that entire region of Pembroke and Lumberton are the main areas.
18 people dead in North Carolina because of Hurricane Matthew. Hundreds dead from the storm in Haiti, and that death toll is now expected to rise even further because of disease.
There are hundreds of suspected cholera cases, and we are already seeing the first deaths.
That's UN Envoy to Haiti, Sandra Honore. This is USA Radio News.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN, that's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The FBI says it's investigating whether the crash of a small plane in Connecticut yesterday may have been intentional. The pilot of that twin-engine plane survived, but a passenger was killed and two people on the ground were injured. The plane went down in East Hartford, right along Main Street, taking down telephone poles and power lines. The FAA and NTSB are also investigating, of course.
I don't want his support. I don't care about his support. What I want to do is I want to win for the people.
That's Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump speaking on Fox News about House Speaker Paul Ryan pulling his support for the nominee, citing the remarks he made on a hot mic back in 2005 about women.
You know, we got more votes, more than 14 million votes, more than anybody in the history of the Republican primaries, Bill. And they don't give the support that we really need.
Okay, now, but I'm still
confused.
I think
I'm better off maybe without their support if you want to know the truth.
Trump making those remarks during an appearance on Fox's Bill O'Reilly show. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen. In-store only.
A new poll indicates more than half of Americans disapprove of athletes choosing not to stand for the national anthem. The Quinnipiac poll showing overall 54% of those surveyed say they disapprove. But there's a racial factor in the response. It indicates 74% of black adults approve of the protests, while white adults disapprove of the actions by by a 63-30% margin. President Obama is setting his sights on Mars. In an op-ed piece published by CNN, Barack Obama says sending humans to Mars by the 2030s and returning them safely to Earth is the next chapter of America's story in space. Here's more from Rachel Silverman.
He said achieving that goal will require continued cooperation between government and private innovators, a collaboration that will begin in the coming years when companies send astronauts to the International Space Station. Seven companies have already received awards to develop new habitats that can sustain and transport astronauts on long-duration missions in deep space. Rachel Silverman, San Francisco.
You might notice Ronald McDonald is laying low during the recent rash of disturbing clown sightings around the country. McDonald saying it's keeping its clown mascot away from public events because of the clown craze. The sightings and threats have forced some schools to close and police to be on the lookout for suspicious clowns. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi, and our topic today happens to be fall decorating. All different things you can do, both exterior and interior, to make your house look more fall, festive, creative, and come up with unusual and interesting things. I am going to open our phone lines. We are a web-based show, so we don't get a lot of phone calls, but we do get phone calls in from time to time. Share with us some of your decorating ideas, maybe something that you tried this year that was different, unusual. I'm always on the hunt. I use my phone more as a camera than I think than I as a phone, and I love to see things. I always have my eyes open, and I click them, and I save them on a file for our show, and then talk about them on Wednesdays here in studio. Our phone number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. It is now 10:39 Eastern Standard Time. We'll be on until 10:58. If you'd like to call in and share with us something that you've done for fall that's interesting or that you do on a sort of a consistent basis every year. I remember when I was a kid, my mom had bought us cutouts that were cardboard. Shows you how long ago this was. And we couldn't wait until it was October so that we could take the cardboard cutouts of pumpkins and then put them in the window. Well, I wouldn't suggest you use cardboard cutouts, but go get yourself a couple of pumpkins. You can get them at the supermarket or in Walmart, for God's sakes. But throw some pumpkins, three pumpkins on a, in a corner somewhere, and put some ribbon around it or a hay bale and stack them up or some gourds. It doesn't take much. You're contributing probably to a local farm, and it really makes a place look festive. Okay, so some other ideas I'm seeing this year a lot in pots that are a little bit different besides using mums. Use black-eyed Susans. Black-eyed Susans are a perennial, and what's nice about black-eyed Susans is that after the season is done, you can plant them in your ground and you have a permanent perennial. The only problem with black-eyed Susans in our area, and I did this, I have pots between, I have three garage bays, and I have two beautiful, in fact, I had a guy years ago in the shack that made me a lot of my pots that are cement. He formed them for me, and I love them to this day. I put black-eyed Susans in September in those pots. Is that the deer love them? They're like candy. And I had one day after it rained, and I forgot to spray, and they are just eaten. But they will come back. So I took them out, and I did stack pumpkins in those pots, by the way. And I planted them in the ground in sort of a hidden spot in my yard where it's fenced in. But black-eyed Susans kind of look like, if you don't know, they look like a daisy. The petals are sort of a really nice, brilliant yellow-orangey kind of a color. And the center is really a dark brown. So they have a nice autumnal look to them. They're very pretty. And that's something you can do instead of doing the traditional mums. Daisy mums are something that I like a lot. I like if you're going to do a pot and you're going to do mums, mix the type of mums. Daisy mums have a center to them. They're not like the regular mums that are just solid. They have a center to them like a daisy, and then they have colors. And I saw them yesterday in sort of a garden center in sort of a brick red. It has the yellow and the brick red. So when you mix that with other autumnal colors, it looks really nice together, and there's some visual interest in it. So daisy mums are another thing that I like to do. And just mixing your type of mums in one pot is kind of a nice look. The next thing, and I didn't see this a lot this year, I kind of forgot about it, is fall pansies. As well as you can do pansies in the spring when Easter is coming and spring is coming, and you do your yellow and purple pansies in the spring, the fall is a good time to do pansies because, as you can tell by our weather forecast, we're going to have some cold nights later this week. So pansies are very hardy, and fall pansies are nice because they come in interesting colors. Orange fall pansies, the first time I saw them, I didn't even know what they were in a pot. I saw this beautiful old pot that was cement, and it kind of had moss on it, and it was full of this orange flower. I'm like, what is that? That's beautiful. It was actually fall pansies. So orange fall pansies are great. They have the black, like that sort of pansy look with the orange in it, or the solid orange. And orange and purple as a combination in general, anything with fall decorating and flowers, incorporate some purple and some orange together. They look amazing. So fall pansies in yellow and orange or shades of orange are wonderful. As I said earlier in the broadcast, ornamental peppers, peppers for fall. It's kind of a funny thing. It's not like a frying pepper or a big pepper, but they're just decorative, and they're beautiful, and they're nice to put in the voids of spaces when you're doing a pot outside and you're putting your flowers in the pot. They sort of drape a little bit over the sides, and they have a nice finish and touch to them. Or you could just use a big pot of ornamental peppers. Maybe you're in a townhouse or an apartment. You put it in a pot. It's just its own look. It's kind of a nice look. Ornamental kale and cabbages are wonderful. They almost look like a rose, if you will. They come in a variety of colors. You can have this sort of off-white color with some green in it. You can have the purple ones. You can have the ones that are variegated. The centers are purple. The outside are green, and they come in a variety of looks, if you will. And they almost resemble beautiful roses, if you will, and they really look nice. They look nice clustered together. They look nice in pots or in conjunction with flowers. Another thing is Indian corn. Now, I love Indian corn, but I kind of have a funny story about Indian corn, especially living out in Hunterdon County. On my door, I decided to get some Indian corn, and I had a beautiful ribbon that I tied it to. It was nice. And I went to, I guess, get the mail or the newspaper, and when I opened the door and it swung around, there were three... There were three squirrels on it, and they were eating the corn. So since then, I don't use in a rural environment Indian corn. I also used to tie it on my mailbox post, which was kind of pretty, but I would come home, and it would just be empty. It would just have the ribbon on it, and there would be no corn. So Indian corn is nice because it has all different beautiful fall colors. It's very inexpensive, and it's pretty, but you have to kind of do that in less of a rural environment. Otherwise, you're just going to be bringing predators to the house. The next one, I want to kind of transition to maybe inside a little bit with the time that we have left. And it's things that you can do that are natural and organic inside. And the first one is apples, a display of apples. Apples are just so beautiful. You know, go to the supermarket and go to the produce aisle and look at apples. These beautiful waxed apples look like they're too good to eat. They're so good looking. I was looking at apples the other day because I did a display for someone on their sideboard. But I was looking at apples. Apples in general are gorgeous. In my dining room, I have a collection of old cake plates that I like. And on a cake plate, just a simple white cake plate, I have beautiful, fresh, polished apples that are just sort of shined and natural and as inexpensive as can be. And that and a sideboard just looks very fall. And it really, really looks nice in the space. If you have you go to a farm, Melick's in particular is a farm I use a lot, beautiful. You get apples in that sort of bushel basket. Leave that out. Leave that out on a sideboard. Leave that out on a table. That basket with apples in it looks beautiful. And apples come in a variety of colors, not just red. There are beautiful yellow apples, and there are beautiful Granny Smith green apples. I actually like the combination for fall. I always look to think outside the box and do something creative. And this year I'm using a lot of Granny Smith apple green and chocolate brown in my fall decorating. In fact, in one of my store windows at Maven Hill Designs in Flemington at the Circle there, I just changed out my window and I did it in greens and browns. And I really like green and brown for fall. So maybe change it up this year and go get yourself a big group of Granny Smith, shiny Granny Smith apples, and put them out. Put them in a brown bowl. Put them in something that has brown, or intertwine them maybe with some brown ribbon. That's something that can look really nice as well. The combination of Granny Smith green apples and things of brown, a brown basket, brown ribbons, and so on. I love to do this, not as easy to find, but tied wheat bundles. If you go to sometimes florists have them, where wheat is tied and it has raffia. If you do that on a sideboard, beautiful. You in a dining room, on a server, tied wheat is another thing with a beautiful ribbon that could be wonderful. Ornamental gourds inside. Ornamental gourds inside So easy. You can put them in any sort of container. You can put them on your sideboard. You can put them on your mantle. You could put them in a beautiful clear glass bowl. You can put them on a cake plate. Ornamental gourds inside are beautiful. Outside, you want to use big ornamental gourds. That's one of the things that the hay bales I was talking about are good for. Put some interesting ornamental gourds outside, but get the big gourds outside, the interesting shapes and colors and so on. One of the things that I like outside is called turban squashes, and they're sort of red, orange, and then purple, and they have an interesting shape, and you can put them in pots. A tip I forgot to mention about outside before is if you have a high traffic area of deer and you find that when you put the mums out, they get eaten all the time, don't put mums in your pots outside. Put ornamental gourds, put squashes, put different do stacked pumpkins, do different types of gourds and colored pumpkins in those pots instead. It's just as colorful, if not more, and the deer don't come near them. But that follows true with inside. Use gourds inside to decorate. They're really pretty, and they'll take you from Labor Day until Thanksgiving. They don't go bad inside, even with the heat on, and they're beautiful and absolutely no maintenance. Mini pumpkins are very, very pretty and can be used in a lot of ways. I'm working on a house in Hunterdon County right now, and I came in the woman's kitchen in her window. She has an urn that she puts flowers in, but for the fall, she got 2 dozen mini pumpkins, and she just stacked them in this old urn. They look spectacular, something I would have created myself and look wonderful. All right, we have one more set of commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With 3 great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. Our topic today happens to be fall decorating, both outside and inside, using natural elements and things that you can do to using nature to make your house more beautiful. Okay, so I want to come up with a couple of, in the remaining time we have left, some craft projects that you can do beyond just the purchasing we're talking about and displaying some of the season's best. And then there's the things that you can do creatively to make your house look like fall. And nothing says fall more than adding a fall wreath. Now, you certainly can go out and buy fall wreaths, but I actually like to make them. And I'm going to tell you in just some simple, easy steps of things that you can create that are a little bit special that you might want to do on your front door or side door for the fall using natural elements. The first thing you want to do is you want to get to your local craft store. In the area, Michael's happens to be a very good one. And you want to ask them for a ring, if you will, or foam that you're going to do your fall wreath on. So they'll guide you towards a wreath base. And then when you have your wreath base, you're going to collect something that you like that might be organic, or you can also do it with fall picks that are manufactured that are not natural. But you want to take that ring, if you will. And on being on the fact that I like to do a lot of green and brown, I made a wreath that was done with Granny Smith apples and brown feathers. And feathers are another way, pheasant feathers and so on, are another way of decorating for the fall. It's another natural element. It's very pretty and very festive. So in my case, I got a styrofoam ring, and I got some apples and some feathers, some finishing feathers, and I brought the ring out, and I took each apple, made sure they were pretty small in size, and I cored them, the apple, in the inside, and I set a dowel, if you will, through them, which is a little bit bigger than a toothpick, so that they would fit into the form. And I created a wreath in its succession using the apples and filling up the space. Then I went and got some wonderful pheasant feathers because the whole thing was sort of green apples that went all the way around. And when you actually stack something, naturally there's going to be voids in between. So I got some wonderful pheasant feathers, and I sort of cut them down, if you will, just towards the ends. And I put them in between, so you had the wonderful green that went all the way around the space. And then I did the feathers and tucked the feathers in wherever you saw white from the styrofoam. And you had that beautiful, rich green and then the brown. Then I went out and I got a ribbon. And I wanted it to be fall, but not like over-the-top, hokey fall, kind of sophisticated. So I looked for a ribbon that was sort of a rich chocolate brown and sort of had a silky texture to it. And I tied that at the bottom of the wreath and wrapped it around and created a very voluminous bow. When you do a bow, you want to make sure that it's big enough. You want to make sure that the bow is tight, and you want to use wire. Anytime you do a ribbon, if you just hand tie it, it's going to fall apart. You want to intertwine, when you're making a bow, you want to intertwine the bow with wire, and that will reinforce the bow. So I made a very big bow using sort of a silky chocolate brown ribbon and made it fall, and then I sort of wrapped that ribbon with the wire, and then I attached it to the wreath and then hung it. It was spectacular. Now, real live fruit wreaths like that don't last that long because they do break down. They do start to sweat over a while. But if you're having a function, as in this person who I did it for was having a function, it was a wonderful way of creating something that was very, very special. You could have made that same wreath with artificial apples. I'd probably use a mini size artificial apple, do it with the green. I also made a wreath a couple of years ago where I took fake pumpkins, mini pumpkins. I used them in a styrofoam form, and I put all the mini pumpkins in just pumpkins, and I fit so many in that there was no white showing. And I put that on my fence, my white picket fence, on the post. The door of the when you come into the property. That looks amazing. It rain or shine, it never breaks down. Animals don't get to it. And in this beautiful fall scene with all my grasses and so on, at the gate of my side yard is this mini pumpkin wreath, and it has nothing on it except just little pumpkins. It looks amazing. Finally, one of the things that I did for a commercial customer who has a very modern style is I took the pumpkins that I had bought for her out, and I leafed them. I went out and I got leaf, if you will, silver leaf, and I actually leafed the outside of the pumpkins and made them look like that they were silver. It's a wonderful thing to do. It can be a little bit costly with the sheets. I've also found a way to do it. If you go to your craft store and you look for metallic paint, you can do it in copper, which is a great look. I've done copper pumpkins before. And you can do them on a mantle or on a sideboard. Again, silver. The new matte gold that's in is kind of nice. And to decorate your pumpkins with color or with leaf is something that you can also do to make the pumpkins look wonderful. Also, in your house when you're doing, you're having company for the weekend, or you're having brunch, or you're having a holiday, or having people over in the whole fall season, go out and get yourself some fresh flowers. Flowers for fall. You go to the supermarket, you go to the florist shop. There's really nice and unusual things in now that you can make a fall arrangement with. One of the things I like to do in my fall arrangements is something that's called coxcomb. And coxcomb kind of looks like furry lasagna noodles. There's no other way to describe it. It's typically in burgundy, but you can see it in golds and in yellows and other colors. And coxcomb is nice in a floral arrangement to put on your table for fall. looks amazing. Again, cut mums. You can have there are cut mums that you can have and just put them in an arrangement with some coxcomb, with some fall foliage. Put them all in and make a beautiful centerpiece out of that. And also, if you're doing a centerpiece, don't forget about the base. If you incorporate your floral centerpiece in glass, you can put apples in the water. You can put mini pumpkins in the water. So your base is covered in something that looks like fall, and it shows that you've taken the time. Well, that hour went by very quickly. I hope you learned something about fall decorating, or maybe inspires you to try some new ideas, like using some Granny Smith apple green and brown, or maybe putting some mini pumpkins in your base of your flower arrangement and creating a new look. All right, well, we'll see you next week with another edition of Modern Design here on 100 and Chamber Radio. Thank you for continuing to listen to me and support me. Come visit me. I will be at Melly Mello Home in Chatham, New Jersey on the 27th at 7 o'clock. If you go to my website, www.mavenhilldesigns.com, there'll be information there and you can get tickets. Okay, take care. Have a good week, everybody. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The entire country has been thinking about North Carolina.
President Obama discussing the terrible flooding in North Carolina yesterday while campaigning for Hillary Clinton in Greensboro, North Carolina. The president also yesterday signing federal disaster declarations for North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida, opening the door for federal aid. North Carolina's Governor Pat McCrory says flooding will continue for days and people still don't have power.
Lumberton and that entire region of Pembroke and Lumberton are the main areas.
18 people dead in North Carolina because of Hurricane Matthew. Hundreds dead from the storm in Haiti, and that death toll is now expected to rise even further because of disease.
There are hundreds of suspected cholera cases, and we are already seeing the first deaths.
That's UN Envoy to Haiti, Sandra Honore. This is USA Radio News.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu.